Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do that every year. You don't have a guy, termite guy, termite? You don't have a termite guy that comes by your house?
You do a termite inspection every year?
This guy, the same guy, he comes up, scares the shit out of me every single fucking time.
Now, I guess.
Because they don't ring the doorbell or nothing. They just go in. Yeah, they do ring the doorbell because they got it in the backyard and don't know if we have a dog. But, like, yeah, they walk around the house, check the termite things.
I would imagine the pest control guys do that.
That might be him, too. I don't
know.
Yeah, probably.
Because they come once a month and spray, well, in the summertime, in the spring, they spray for mosquitoes. And then they go into the house and check the rat traps, set new ones. No rats over a year.
There we go.
We're in the clear. And it was so cold last couple weeks.
Probably
if we were
going to
have them, we would have had them. So I feel pretty good about that. Knock on wood. Never know. But yeah, I guess we'll assume those guys are checking for termites.
There you go.
I bet our
long weekend for you guys.
Our
a little extra day Monday.
Termites. Yeah.
That's nice.
It is nice. Yeah, it will be nice. I do wish that I wish our holidays and school holidays were different. Like
were different.
Yeah. I wish the kids had to go to school
on Monday.
Because
you want a day.
Okay. Yeah, because it's not real. I mean, it's going to be nice, but it's just going to be being there, you know, with them.
Right.
It would be nice. And, I'm not saying I don't. I love, of course, spending time with my kids. But, like, it's not like a holiday used to be like, oh, I don't have to go to work. What am I going to do? Now it's like, well, I don't have to go to work. And
you
I know what
I'm
going to do.
You guys should find a couple and manufacture the old play date bit. Like, you guys got MLK Day, take our kids, do whatever, and then we'll help you out on President's Day.
Mm. Could be.
And then you guys can have that day. But MLK Day is our day, something like that.
Yeah, I think we'll probably just watch Bluey. Yeah. Probably just hang out and watch Bluey.
I'm doing shit. Mm-hmm. Sit my ass in the house the whole weekend.
Yeah, but your guys are going to be gone.
Yes.
So you're going to get to enjoy a little peace and quiet.
Weekend. Not going, stop by the store on the way home, get a bunch of steaks, chicken wings.
Sounds great.
Already stocked up on the beer. I'm not going outside my house. God. I'm opening the door to let the dog out.
I'm
going to
do the exact opposite. I'm going to fucking Chuck E. Cheese tonight.
Oh, baby daddy.
For her friend's birthday party. We got a breakfast birthday party tomorrow. I never heard of that before.
A breakfast birthday party.
One of her friends is having like a come over and we're going to have pancakes for... She wanted to have a pancake breakfast for her birthday party. Her friend. So that's what that is. Right. So it'll be two birthday parties within 18 hours of one another. And then we got the watch party on Saturday night, which will be fun. Looking forward to that. And then, you know, it's about to be 5 degrees outside starting on Sunday. So
yeah.
I saw that.
The Arctic blast is headed our way.
Yeah, I saw the actual temps, and then I saw like what might be the feels like temps.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to get up this morning and run, and
yeah,
I didn't.
You're not going to want to do anything.
I'm running
like that.
Tuesday.
It's going to be 5 degrees outside.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But I have to get the run.
It's supposed to be raining.
Maybe later in the week next week, they said. Yeah. Maybe. But no, just like the overnight lows, I think starting Sunday, maybe it's starting Monday, it's going to be like crazy. I mean, it's going to be like single digit overnight low temperatures for like 3 or 4 days in a row. So that's,
I'm going to run at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and hope for the best.
Yeah. You'll probably get like above freezing.
I don't even need that.
You
just
probably
make it like 26.
It's supposed to be in like the high 30s, low 40s for like highs. But
if I can get it to like higher than 22, 24 degrees, I'll be fine in shorts.
I just worry about the pipes are going to freeze maybe, or all the, like, we just don't have, Remember when it got crazy cold like that a couple years ago? It was like 3 days where it was below 10 overnight. It just, everything dies. Like all of our
vegetables and stuff.
Jasmine died.
If he dies, he dies.
Well, I know, but it's nice to have. Those are nice. It's nice greenery in the front of the house. All
you do
the
bag over the bush thing. You don't try that.
The little ones you can, but like,
I don't know how it works. I don't
Jasmine is like a crawling vine, so I think I'm gonna look it up and try to see what you do.
Scarf all the way up.
If I pack the base of it around the bottom, maybe, I don't know. But
can you make it?
It all died 3 years ago. No, the roots didn't die, but all the vines died and fell off, and then it had to regrow. So it's probably gonna happen again. I don't know. I don't know how to beat it. Probably can't.
Scarf. Just wrap a scarf around the whole thing.
Maybe that's what
I need. Some extra United scarves. I'll bring them in.
We're not, you know, you plant your flowers and all that kind of stuff, bushes, based on the climate. Normally, we don't normally get weather like that. And now in the wintertime, last couple of years there's been weather like that. So I don't know what to do. We have like citrus trees and stuff on our porch with a lemon tree and a lime tree. We can bring those in the house and put them in the mudroom because they're in pots.
Oh, okay.
But can't dig up the stuff that's planted in the ground. So hopefully it doesn't die, but it might die.
If it dies, it dies.